I am ready to go to West Virginia and take part in the beauty and the cool air. And I felt the Lord kind of respond in my mind back to me. And he said, that's good. He said, but there's something more than just going to West Virginia for the cool air and the mountains. And I said, well, you're right. I'm ready to go see the saints. I'm ready to mingle among the saints. I haven't been there in 2 years. I haven't been to a camp meeting, none last year. And he said, well, that's good. But there's more than going to West Virginia just to mingle and to be with the saints. And I said, well, yes. I said, I want to go sing the songs. And I want to be together and to sing together, to testify together, to talk of the Lord together. And he said, yes, that's good. He said, but there's still more. There's still more than going and being with the saints. There's still more than singing the songs. There's still more. And I felt like he spoke to me. He said, I have something for you. I have something that I want you to receive at that meeting. I have a reason that I want you to be there. All those things are just some added benefits. But I have a reason that I want you to go. And I feel like he gave me the scripture, Matthew 5 and 6. And that's the one scripture I have for this morning. One little scripture. But Matthew 5 and 6 says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Thank you for that song this morning. To know that we can come to the Lord and that He can fill us. But we're going to have to come hungry and thirsty. To hunger and to thirst. So let's think about that a little bit this morning. To hunger and to thirst. I don't think that needs much explanation this morning. To be hungry and to thirst. I'm looking at a group of people who I am most confident that at some time or another, from our childhood to our adult life, that we have felt a couple of hunger pains. That our stomach has growled a time or two. That we've gotten thirsty a time or two. And I'm pretty sure that we know what to do when that happens. We fill it up. We fill it up. Some of us maybe we fill it more than we need to, but we know what to do when the stomach starts to kind of twinge a little bit, we get a little growl, we go seeking for something. We go seeking for something to take care of that need. We go and we find the thing that our mind has maybe been meditating on, that we've been desiring. We go to look for some food. Now, we are a very blessed people. And we have that luxury of food and water and liquid being pretty much right there at our fingertips, right there at our disposal anytime we want. And I realize that there are some that are not that fortunate. Thank the Lord for the things and the provisions that He does make for us. But we've all been there. We've all experienced those times in our lives. And it's so accessible just to go and to find something to eat, to strengthen and to nourish our bodies. And I think of the things that happen if you do go a period of time without eating, and the effects and the toll that it takes on your body. I know personally, my wife would tell you I get very cranky when it's not uncommon for me to skip a meal, but if I go in a good amount of time, I can get kind of moody. It has different effects on different people. Maybe you get weak. Maybe you can't carry out your duties as you need to carry them out. It can affect blood sugar levels and all kind of things out of whack. So we do what God intended for us to do. We do what God designed for us to do. And that is to go when He designed this body that it desires. It reaches out for its need. And we go and, again, we do what God intended for us to do. We go and we find those things and we take in those things to strengthen and to nourish. But just as important it is for our physical bodies to have that nourishment, how much more important is it that our soul, that our heart, and that our mind be filled with those nourished, those nutritional things, those righteous things that God wants to give us. And we have, and thank the Lord that we have those opportunities to come to Him and receive those things, that He can fill us with those things. But we have to be hungry and thirsty for those things. You know, God put in every man, I remember hearing a message years ago, just I was little, but I remember God put something in every man, in the soul of every man, to reach out for something. Now, it was God's intent, God's desire for that soul to reach out to Him. But that soul, that heart, that mind is constantly reaching and grabbing at something to fill it. And if we look around, there's plenty to be filled with. There's plenty of things to take in and to try to strengthen and try to nourish the needs that I have. And even in my physical body, if you would have been here any time yesterday and last night, you could have walked in that little dining hall and there was choices here, but you could have took a little step to the left and there was all kind of dessert choices here. We have things all around us that we can take part of, that we can get and put inside of our bodies. But as man is constantly reaching for something, and there is something to always get a hold of, there's something to always grab, Lord help us to be hungry and thirsting after the righteous things, after the things of God. Time has proven, history has proven, that man is not always going to reach for the righteous things. Men are not going to always make good choices. There are bad decisions. And a lot of times, the consequences, you have to face the consequences of those decisions. And just thinking of the, I mentioned the desserts, just thinking of the negative effects that those things have on our bodies, and just thinking of the negative effects that the unrighteous things, the things of this world, can, the effect that it has on our heart, our soul, and our mind, the things that we meditate on, and how they can lead us in the opposite direction from where God wants us. When the heart and the soul reach out to fill its need, and there's that void there, how easy it is just to reach for those temporary satisfying things. But again, the scripture says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after what? After righteousness. For they shall be filled. It is my prayer today that we come to this place, not just to this place, but in our lives, that we can hunger, that we can truly hunger and thirst. As my body feels when it gets hungry, and there have been times where I, not too often, but there have been times that I felt desperate. I felt like I couldn't carry on and continue to do what I needed to do until I took the time to go and to get some nourishment into my body. And the same it is with my soul. I'm going to come to the place in life where there's something that God wants to give me or that He wants me to take part of. But if my mind's not there, if my heart's not there, if my soul's not there in hungering after those things, then what am I filling myself with? So it is my desire and my prayer that when we fill those needs and we fill those voids, that we reach out for the pure, the holy things, the righteous things, the things of God, that those things, as the song said, can fill us up. That I can be, because that was a promise. He said, if you reach out for these things, you shall be filled. And that is my prayer, that we can be filled with those things. Again, the world, you don't have to look around very far to see what the world has to offer. We hear about it, we hear it preached about so much. The entertainments, the things I work for, the things I give my time and sometimes I live my life for to obtain this and to obtain that. Are those the righteous things that God is speaking of? Is that what I'm giving my blood, sweat, and tears for? Those things? The things that I love, the things that I give my time and my energy to. What's that verse over in Colossians that says, set your affections, set the things you love, set your affections on things above, not on things of this earth? The things that I love, where is my heart? Where is my desire? I'm going to pick on Brother Carl a little bit. I don't think he'll mind. Again, my mind goes back to food, to hunger and thirst. If you were here last night, I hope you don't mind. You heard Brother Carl. He mentioned food several times. He mentioned different types of food last night in his message. Beautiful, beautiful little message. But I remember him mentioning potatoes and gravy and just different little things. But if you were here and you were able to listen to him, there was one thing he mentioned that really stuck out to me. Because he mentioned it several times. And he talked about it a little bit. And he mentioned his desire and how he loves steak. Right? And he kind of talked about it for a little brief moment. And that he would pass up all this other stuff to get to a good steak. So I left with the impression that if I ever want to treat Brother Carl to a meal, I'm going to get on his good side if I serve him a good steak. If I'm going to bring him to a nice steak restaurant and give him a steak dinner. But that's what he was drawn to. That's what he loves. And steak's not a bad choice. Lord, help the things that we love to be the righteous things. To be the righteous things, or God. The wealth, the popularity, the trends. If that's why we've come here today, if that's why we're doing the thing, as Brother Marty, I kind of felt Brother Marty was going to take my message a little bit right there before prayer. He said, you're not going to come here and you're not going to see the shiny bells and the whistles and all the lights. And if you come here for those things, if you come here to become more popular, if you come here to follow the trends, no, you're not going to find that here. That's not why we're here this morning. You didn't come to the right place. But if you came here looking for some more love, some more long suffering, some more dedication to the service of the Lord, more of those righteous things to fill yourself with, if you truly came hungering and thirsting after the things of God, then you came to the right place. And thank you for being here. This, I can assure you, if you came hungering, truly hungering and thirsting and desiring those things of the Lord, the promise said you will be filled. He will fill you up with those things. So my mind goes back to how wonderful it is to be here this morning. And I really do appreciate, I thank the Lord for this weather, for the opportunity to be here. And so I ask the question, why are you at this camp meeting? Why did you put forth the effort to drive the miles and the miles and to burn through several tanks of gas just to be here? Did you come for the meet and greet? Did you come to shake somebody's hand that you hadn't seen in 2 or 3 years? Is that why we're here this morning? That's why I came. That is the reason that I'm here this morning. Just because I love being here, and I love seeing the saints, and I love seeing Brother Marty, and I love seeing Brother Carl, and I want to come up, I want to shake their hand, I want to give them a hug. That's why I'm here this morning. Are you here because you had the extra vacation time? And that's what we do with our vacation time. That's what the saints do with their vacation time. Don't we? We burn vacation and go to camp meetings. Something the world almost knows nothing about. Several times I've told a coworker, yeah, I'm going to the middle of nowhere, West Virginia. And they're like, where? So yeah, I'm going to Green Bank, West Virginia. Well, what are you going to do there? What is up there in Green Bank, West Virginia? Or you might say, what's in La Ronda, Louisiana? That's where I'm going to get filled up. Because something in my soul is hungering and thirsting after the things of God. And no, it's not the place, it's not the building, it's not the location. But I know that if I come hungering and thirsting after the things of God, that He has promised to meet me there. Did you come because you wanted to be with the saints? I did. I come because I wanted to mix and mingle with the people of God. I come because I wanted to sing the songs. I come because I wanted to hear the testimonies. And all these are good and wonderful things. If they're done with God's approval, if they're done in the Spirit of the Lord, if they're done in His timing, then these are wonderful things. And I can assure you that going forward throughout the rest of this meeting, that we're going to have a wonderful and blessed meeting. If we do all those things with God's Spirit and God's anointing, we will have a wonderful and blessed meeting. But there's more. There's more than opening up that songbook and just singing a song. There's more than going to the dining hall after night service and eating a snack or the third or fourth meal of the day. There's more than going out on that volleyball court and playing volleyball with the young people. Again, those are wonderful, blessed things that the Lord wants us to take part of and enjoy ourselves while we're here. But I can't come here with the expectation to visit and hungry from some and social interaction and all those things being my focal point. If all those things are my focal point and then that's why I come here expecting all those things to take place, then I can't expect to leave here filled up. If that's the only reason I came here, I cannot expect to leave filled. I think it can be easy to take on the mindset that if I made the West Virginia camp meeting, if I made the La Ronda camp meeting, if I made all the camp meetings throughout the summer, that's sufficient. If I schedule all my vacation to all these camp meetings, then that's sufficient. We've heard it preached on many times. It's not the building. It's not the location. It's not the geographical location that's going to make it sufficient. It's going to be the righteous things of God. The things that He wants us to hear, the things that come directly from His Word, the things that He wants us to get a hold of, which take place most of the time in these services under His anointing, that He wants us to get a hold of. But those are the things that I'm going to have to come hungry and thirsty for. Sure, I can come hungry and thirsting for all these little side things, all these little side dishes. That's part of it. That's part of the course. But that's, keep referencing in food, but that's not the main dish. The Lord has something much more wonderful for us than social interactions, than food, than being together. Lord, help us to come hungry and thirsty for the righteous things. That I can come, as it was mentioned last night, when I have those voids, when I fill those empty places in my life, because you're going to fill them. It's a reoccurring thing. Don't you expect to be hungry sometime in the next few hours? It's going to happen. It's the way it was meant to be. As in our spiritual life, we're going to constantly need the Lord to fill us with righteous things. And I'm going to have to be of the mindset that I'm hungering and thirsting after those things. We're still very early in this meeting. Pretty much still at the start of it, second service. And I am most confident that we are going to hear many, many wonderful things preached from this pulpit. I am confident that we are going to hear a few more testimonies of how the Lord has worked and how the Lord has blessed. I am confident that the Lord will continue to meet us here throughout the rest of this meeting. As we go forward, I want to invite you to come to service hungry. Come to service thirsty. Come to service seeking for the righteous things. Let's enjoy. Let's enjoy what's going on around us. Let's enjoy the fellowship of the saints. That's part of it. God wants us to do that. But let's come to service. Let's be able to clear our minds. Let's be able, you know, if I come, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst. The Scripture didn't stop there. We're all going to get hungry and thirsty. And you know, we have so many opportunities, as I've already said, we have so many opportunities to fill ourselves with things, to fill ourselves with stuff. Did you know we can come to service already filled up? With things, with stuff going on at home, with stuff, so much stuff we have access to. Lord, help us not to come to service full. But help us to come hungry, thirsty for the righteous things. And then, Lord, help us to come to the remainder of these services seeking to be filled. I want to encourage you as we go through the rest of this meeting that we ask the Lord to help us to prepare our hearts and our minds, to be able to clear our heads, clear our minds, leave the things at home that need to be left at home. I know we carry burdens, and the Lord gives us burdens and we carry those. I think it was mentioned yesterday. Pray for this meeting. Pray for each and every individual service. Pray for the ministers. Pray for the ministers that they can stand behind this pulpit and they can deliver the thing God wants them to deliver so that we can all be filled with those righteous things. We came here for different reasons. But I would like to think that the main reason that everyone is here this morning and that everyone plans to be here throughout the remainder of this meeting is that we came to eat. We came to eat some spiritual food. For God to meet. That when my soul cries from its very depths of where it knows to cry from, and when it is in trouble, and when it needs to be filled, and when it is reaching for something, that I can be hungry and thirsty for the things that it needs to reach for. Those holy and those pure things. That is my little thought. Lord, help us to be truly hungry for the righteous things of God, that He can fill us. That He can fill us. That was a promise He gave us. Ye shall be filled. And we can rest in the assurance and go with faith, knowing that if we come here, and if we let Him work with us to clear our minds, that He can open up our hearts, that He can open up our ears, and that we can come as an open vessel, hungry and thirsty for the things of God, that He can just pour into us, as the song said, fill my cup. Come as an empty vessel so the Lord can fill you with the righteous things. Thank you for your time. Y'all pray for me.